From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. One of the biggest stars in tennis has suffered yet another setback in her attempt to return to the court. Serena Williams has struggled with a series of recent health problems. She damaged a tendon in her right foot in an accident last summer. On Tuesday, it was revealed that she recently had a blood clot in her lung, and since then, she developed severe bruising and swelling that required emergency treatment. NPR's Joel Rose has the story.
Serena Williams hasn't played an official match since a decisive victory at Wimbledon last July.
It's another special day in the special life of a special champion, Serena Williams, for a fourth time. Wimbledon champion.
A few days after that win, Williams says she hurt a tendon in her right foot after stepping on broken glass. She had surgery to repair the tendon twice and spent about a month with her foot in a soft cast. Last week, Williams suffered another serious and potentially life-threatening problem known as a pulmonary embolism, essentially a blood clot that travels through the blood system and into the lungs.
Serena's being very fit means that she has the capacity to tolerate a clot far better than somebody who may have pre-existing heart or lung conditions. But it is a potentially very serious medical condition.
Harold Pilevsky teaches at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. Pilevsky says Williams's recent surgeries put her at higher risk of pulmonary embolism. Williams has been taking blood thinners since the clot developed, but those drugs can cause bruising, which is exactly what Williams was treated for this week. Pilevsky has never treated a professional tennis player, but he has seen other athletes come back from similar problems.
People who are running marathons, people who are playing college-level basketball, those sorts of athletes, and there's a period of time when we restrict activities a little bit, and then we allow them to start working their way back into shape.
Williams's return can't come a moment too soon for women's tennis.
I think it's a huge gaping hole to have Serena gone because she obviously crosses the line from being just a tennis star to a huge celebrity.
Tracy Austin is a commentator for the Tennis Channel and a two-time U.S. Open champion. Williams is 29 years old, an age when many pro tennis players begin to decline physically. But Austin thinks Williams may be different.
I think that she's got plenty of tennis left in the tank, and I know that she's really desperate to play the Olympics in 2012 because, of course, the tennis will be played at Wimbledon, so that's something extra special for tennis players.
In a statement, Serena Williams said she couldn't make any promises about her return, but the 13-time Grand Slam winner says she hopes to be back on the court by early summer in time to defend her Wimbledon title. Joel Rose, NPR News.